Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. We've got a bonus episode for you today with Jim Davison, the father of University of Wisconsin basketball starter Brad Davison. Let's get going. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. We've got lots of great guests coming your way on our regular weekly episodes every Tuesday. But from time to time, we're going to bring you short bonus episodes. When some people reach the pinnacle, they insist that they got there alone. But that's a myth. Someone somewhere provided that person an assist or a break along the way. I've been fortunate to interview and converse with high achievers across many careers, but I relish the chance to speak to those most influential in helping to steer and shape that individual. Brad Davison smoothly transitioned from two-sport star at Maple Grove Senior High School in a suburb of Minneapolis into a starter for the University of Wisconsin basketball team. But Brad's not the exception in his family. His two older sisters, Stephanie and Angie, both shined in basketball at Northern Iowa. I'm sure many of you parents listening are enviously thinking, wow, Corey and Jim Davison were 3 for 3. Yes, their kids were highly athletic and highly competitive, but Corey and Jim didn't rant and rave on the sidelines, provide nitpicky critiques after every game, and push their kids to practice and play more. That's why I'm excited to share a few minutes speaking with Jim Davison about his and Corey's approach. Let's get going. Well, I'm very excited to be joined by Jim Davison, who is Brad Davison's father. Jim, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join me.
You're welcome, Sean. Looking forward to it.
Well, all three of your children were collegiate athletes. What was your and Corey's focus on guiding their sporting experience?
Well, we always wanted to be involved. So we were either coaching or at all their events as they got more active. As many people who are probably listening to this, when they have multiple active kids, we had to draw straws who was going to go support who on the same time in a different field or a different court. But that was always our thing. And we just tried to make it fun as best we could when we were involved. In whatever capacity we were involved, we coached sometimes, we just supported from the sidelines sometimes, and just tried to involve their friends in things related to that sport outside of it as well. If we went to a basketball game on the side, we invite some friends to go with us, try to build that camaraderie with the neighbor kids or the friends of our children.
Brad insists that you and your wife never pushed them. Was that the same approach that you took with all three of your kids?
I don't think we pushed hard any of our three kids, but definitely not Brad. He was very self-motivated. I think he benefited from being the third child coming through and seeing what his sisters went through, all the trials and tribulations and all the fun side of it and the bad sides of things. So I think he had that. We focused a lot of time with Brad on his attitude, making sure he had the right attitude versus his abilities, because he didn't know how to lose. He wanted to win so bad, and we spent a lot of time in his younger ages helping him understand how to lose. It's okay if you lose, you got to learn from it, and how to react when you lose. That was a big thing for him, and I think he still has some challenges with that at times. He played football in the fall in high school, sophomore, junior, and senior year, and he was the starting quarterback. And throughout that time, he was adamant that he was going to go shoot baskets every day. He was going to continue to improve as a basketball player while he was playing high school varsity football in a very good program and a very good team. And it took all 3 years of me putting my foot down with him.
Hey, Jim, in regards to how he handles criticism, Brad mentioned something you'd always tell him. Never take criticism from a person you wouldn't take advice from. Is that an original quote, or is that something you borrowed from somebody?
That would definitely not be an original quote, Sean, so I'll leave that table. Just something that picked up on searching things. You know, I do, you know, raising kids through the fun of athletics. You're always looking for little motivational things, things that take a complex problem and make them more simply stated as a way for your child to connect and relate to it. That's just one of those examples that we've used for him. I mean, we never imagined, you know, you think back and reflect back on raising kids, the pressures that are on a child in society now, even youth sports level, they pale in comparison to the pressures that get in the high school level, which pales in comparison to Big Ten on TV, all the media hype around it. And I don't think many kids are prepared for that.
Now, I always try to stress this, Jim, because I did get a chance to spend quite a bit of time talking to your wife, Corey. That's kind of why I wanted to talk to you, because I'd talked to Corey before. And you guys are just so, so proud of your girls, too, right? I know Brad's kind of in the spotlight now, but you're very proud of your girls. And I think they're doing awesome right now. But as a father, what makes you most proud of what Brad has done and the young man that he's becoming?
It has nothing to do with basketball. You know, people might think the natural answer is, oh, he's a basketball player, playing the big, whatever. No, it has nothing to do with basketball. It's just Brad. The thing for him, yeah, I hope you see it when you talk with him or interact with him, he's very consistent in who he is and what he does. He's always trying to improve the culture of the things that are around him. He's always trying to improve the camaraderie. He's always trying to improve the chemistry of anything he's involved in, whether it's sports or schoolwork or his church stuff, anything. That's what we're both really proud of him about that. Mm-hmm. Just love that about him. And, you know, realistically, he's using basketball now as a vehicle to reach out and touch people and share that trait about him in different ways.
I remember when I was at Maple Grove High School and I was talking to other people, one of the coaches told me how he took over leadership of that FCA group there, and it exploded from like 25 kids to 290 kids in the time that Brad led it. And I mean, that you don't just make that up, right, Jim? I mean, that really is something obviously that he took seriously. Did you see that, by the way? I mean, obviously he was working hard with sports and school, but did you see him work really hard to try to build the FCA there at the school?
Definitely. He spent a lot of time outside of the other responsibilities and things that he had to do to connect with people, try to get the word out, try to create vehicles that would attract people to come to it and try it. He even had his sisters come back from school to come talk and spread the word, and he coordinated things with them to come back because they were both very active at college. And I think all that together really helped move that forward. And I know he was very proud of that. But that's a great example, Sean, of him. He likes to grow and foster those kind of anything he's involved in.
So, Jim, your three children are all thriving and in their different stages of life. And there are millions upon millions of parents out there with kids who love sports. And I think they're struggling to figure out who to listen to and who to trust. And not to say that you are the end-all be-all or anything, but certainly you've done well. What would be some advice that you would give to youth sports parents out there today?
There's a handful of things, Sean. I think the first thing for any youth sports participant has got to be fun. We have to, as parents, figure out a way to make it fun. And earlier in this interview, we talked about doing things with friends in and around sports, outside of the sports, develop your friend network. And, you know, and kids tend to do what their friends are doing. And so if you can foster friends around them to do things that your kid wants to do, it's great. Develop a group. The other thing, we always stress having our kids be teammates. It's not all about your own stats and your own abilities. It was about being a teammate. And our kids took greater pleasure out of how many assists they got on the basketball court than how many points they scored or things like that. You know, some of them might have a little more of an acclimation of how many charges they took. My middle daughter and my son, but in general, just being teammates is something that we really try to foster with them. And trying, you know, as being a teammate, is making other people around you better. A testament, if you speak specifically of Brett, you know, he had a class coming through in 2017. There was 10 seniors on the varsity roster that played. I mean, they played 10 seniors. I don't think any underclassman even played his senior year. I think that's a testament of that camaraderie and building the group around and the interest to want to keep playing and be part of something. It was kind of really kind of cool. And then the last thing, all of our kids have been multiple sport athletes. And really, we really believe that's important. It's important for many aspects. One, athletically, you're developing different muscles and different abilities. You're getting a whole different friend network, which is great to have friends in different settings and different challenges developing and growing depending what kind of sports you're in. Every sport team setting has a different set of challenges, which are great to learn at a young age. So that's kind of been our thing. And then my advice, or my wife's and my advice both, just for your child to be the best they can be, and don't compare your child to other kids. Just work on your own child. Don't compare them to others. Do what you feel is best for them.
I don't know when Brad Davison's basketball playing journey will end, but I know this. Brad Davison will have a far greater impact off the court than on the court, which is why he was such a great follow-up to Tony Dungy. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate and review, and share Winning Is Not Everything so you don't miss any of our bonus episodes as well as our amazing regular episodes every Tuesday. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Winning Is Not Everything. Remember, youth sports is not about titles, trophies, and rankings. It's about character development, effort, and sportsmanship. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you next time.